We head back to the Hotline O to bring in our very first guest of today's show. She is the author of a trilogy that will release the final book in said trilogy titled Hello There, I'm Coming Home. It releases in early April. Author Lori B. Arnold is on the hotline. Lori, thank you so much for joining us today. How are you?
I am great. Thanks for having me on. And I think the last time we talked, it was International Pancake Day.
Yeah, I was going to start with that because you tweeted at us a little bit earlier, and I thought, boy, what a great memory you've got. And see, today, we're not necessarily celebrating pancakes. We're just celebrating the idea that there hasn't been any snow on the ground for the last couple of days. That's a win for us up here.
Yeah, that's a big win. Congratulations.
Yeah, you know what? We'll take any win we can get as far as the weather goes up here this time of the year. But let's get in to the trilogy and the final book in said trilogy. How does Hello There, I'm Coming Home bring this trilogy all together?
Well, the trilogy, Madison McGee is my main character. She's my protagonist. She starts at 11 years old, and each book is the subsequent summer. And this summer, when she's 13, she is getting ready to fly off to Washington State to spend part of her summer vacation on Bainbridge Island with her best friends, Violet and Noah. And it's where she lived with her mother before her mom died 3 years before. And that's when Madison had to move to Truth or Consequences, New Mexico. That was the first book to live with her wacky grandmother, Florida Brown. And this will be the first time Madison returns to Bainbridge Island. So, of course, it becomes this kind of bittersweet homecoming. And just before her grandfather drives her to the Albuquerque airport, Madison, who now has this magic fanny pack, which is kind of this normal-looking fanny pack that magically delivers up things to help other people, she discovers an old photo of a mysterious boy with long dark hair sitting on a brass pig. She doesn't know who he is or where he is, but she knows kind of intuitively that he needs her help. So when I visit, I do a lot of school visits across the country, and kids always ask who he is and what happens. I never tell them because I don't want to give it away. But I'll tell you if you promise not to tell anybody.
I won't tell anybody. Your secret's good with me.
Okay, good. So Madison and her friends do wind up tracking him down, and he turns out to be her long-lost father who disappeared when she was a baby. And he may be 35 on the inside, but he's definitely 16 on the outside. And just like Madison, he dabbled in magic and used this rare amulet to shapeshift into a younger version of himself. And then before he could transform back into an adult, his devious older half-brother ran off with it and disappeared for nearly 13 years. And so the three kids, along with Madison's kid dad, who discovered the brother has used the amulet to launch a magic career on the Vegas stage, have to find him. And they've got to, get their hands on this amulet so her dad can become an adult again. So once again, the magic TV, which shows up in every book, the Megapix 6000, comes to the rescue. It allows them to teleport in and out of, whatever is playing on the screen. And this time they zap themselves into a magic show in Las Vegas and find themselves trapped in this kind of dangerous version of a Groundhog Day scenario where they have to keep returning in their effort to get their hands on the amulet. So I won't give away the ending, but this is middle grade. I guess you can figure out that there might be a happily ever after thing at the end, but, which is why I love middle grade so much. Anyway, that's kind of the gist of it.
Absolutely. Yeah. And we're going to come back around to that as well, because you mentioned to us before you're a sucker for happy endings. So we'll get back around to that here in just a few. But there's a great deal of imagination at play here. And in this case, I want to come back to two things that really stood out. Number one, the magic fanny pack. And number two, the magic TV portal as well, which you mentioned it plays a prominent role in all three books in this trilogy here as well. How did you come up with that idea? I'm not quite sure I've ever heard of a magic TV portal or a magic fanny pack before. So how did you come up with those ideas?
Well, the origin story actually for the television came out of a real story. And when I talk to kids about writing, this is something I share with them because there's so many fictional stories you can pull from real life. So I have a friend whose daughter went to go stay with her grandmother in a tiny little town in West Texas for the summer. And her name was also Madison, and she was a very outdoorsy girl like my character. And her grandma, on the other hand, loved the shopping shows and spent the entire summer watching shopping shows on her television. Madison basically watched her grandmother watch shopping shows. So I'm thinking, well, that's the most boring summer ever. So if I was, you know, if I was Madison, I would want to pick up the remote control and aim it at the TV and get the heck out of Dodge. So that's kind of where that came from. It resonated with me also because I was trying to get kids who might not be big readers pulled in, thinking that the television might be an element that would draw them in, which has proven to be true, which is great when reality follows your instincts. And then the Magic Fanny Pack, it kind of came from Mary Poppins, frankly. Right. The, you know, there was that Mary Poppins had her,
the umbrella.
Bag.
Yeah.
And she's a practical person. So she pulls out practical kinds of things. And my character is a character, Rosalie Clare, is this woman who's very helpful. And so her fanny pack delivers up helpful things. It's just more reflective of her personality. So that's where those came from.
Very good stuff. Again, author Lori B. Arnold is our guest here on Bullseye on the Afternoon. The third book in her trilogy, Hello There, I'm Coming Home, releases April 2nd. And we're talking all about the creation of the characters and the story that really kind of comes behind these characters as well. How much of your personal experience factors into the creation of some of these characters? Is it primarily an extension of your imagination and based on some personal experiences that you've either been a part of or you've heard of? Is it based on multiple people you know?
I love that question because it's all of the above. I think Madison is probably closest to me in how she looks at the world. The grandmother, who's the TV shopping show shopaholic, is kind of based on an old friend of mine, Judy, who just could not keep her wallet zipped up. and as well as the grandmother of the, you know, my friend's mother, who I mentioned before. And then there's also another kind of a B story, I call it, in the book about Violet, who is Madison's best friend, and Noah, her other best friend, and Violet is suddenly discovering boys, and Madison has not just yet discovered boys, and Violet has, you know, develops a mad crush on Noah, and that kind of came from my own life because I had a friend who was very precocious and I was not growing up. And I wanted to create a story where it was okay for a 13-year-old girl to not want to have a boyfriend.
Huh. Okay. So, interesting how you kind of bring all that together, because you're right. There's a lot of imagination there, but there's also a lot of personal experience there too, which, again, I find really interesting because I know every writer kind of goes at that differently. And I mentioned that we're going to kind of bring it back around to something you mentioned before, that you're kind of a sucker for happy endings. And I think it's fantastic. We all love stories that have happy endings. And you mentioned that's one of the reasons you kind of got into writing middle grade fiction. But what are some of the other reasons you got into writing middle grade fiction?
One of the other reasons is I had a son who was a big reader as a kid and one who really struggled to find that right book. And I mean, there's a bunch of reasons, but this is one. And I wanted to write something that both groups of kids would be drawn to try to turn non-readers into readers. And that's really has been true, which makes me very happy. And also I loved middle grade books when I was a kid, and this is kind of one of my ways of kind of giving back and hoping that I can write a story that's going to be sticky with kids for a number of years and that will maybe turn them into writers, you know? So, and also, you know, I wrote for television and I wrote a lot of interactive games, kind of story-based games, from a little purple car called Putt-Putt to Harry Potter. But this is, writing this really, you know, in a novel form allows me to dig into characters in a way I just couldn't before. So that was another thing that drew me.
Very good stuff. Well, in writing, you know, this middle grade fiction trilogy, what is it that you hope the kids who read this ultimately take away from it?
Oh my gosh. I sprinkle in a bunch of little life lessons, you know, the not judge a book by its cover, and kindness and compassion and helpfulness and all of those kinds of things, and fantasy and you know, just the love of reading. I mean, I really hope that that's what they take away from it too. You know, I have a lot of kids who say to me, well, after this book's done, then you can have her do this, this, and that, you know, and I'm like, well, this is a trilogy. That means three. But now it's yours to write. Go ahead and write your own Madison McGee stories. I mean, if they write, I think that's fabulous.
Very good stuff. Very good stuff. Yeah. Well, Lori, we appreciate the time. Thank you so much for stopping by and joining us today to tell us all about the final book in this Hello There trilogy, I'm Coming Home. It debuts on April 2nd. And I know for folks wondering about getting some more information, they can visit your website, LoriArnoldBooks.com. That's L-A-U-R-E, ArnoldBooks.com.
R-I-E. Yeah, just L-A-U-R-I-E.
L-A-U-R-I-E, ArnoldBooks.com. Gotcha.
Yeah, thank you.
Good
yeah,
stuff.
Thank you. Well,
Lori, thank you very much for joining us. It's always a pleasure to catch up with you. It was Pancake Day last time. We're going to call today Sunshine Day, and then the next time we have you on, we'll have to pick out another theme to keep things fresh here.
I love it.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Thanks, Lori.